online, powerbush1cadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach and Gary Emmett, sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's trying to be quiet right now, and we'll see what happens to that on Monday after the weekend. Coming up the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on last week's big win over Kansas State. A little preview of the game coming up, the Bison home opener with Ferris State. We're going to talk about the Big Ten not wanting to play lower division schools such as NDSU. Back to your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments concerning Common Core with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah, let's go to Pamela. Pam in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. Yes, well, I have a lot on my mind about this. I've been researching Common Core for about 2 years. Now, this is a huge change in North Dakota education, and I hate to put it this way, but it's true. One lie at a time. Now, why do I say that? I read the New York Times every day, and the New York Times has had several articles and even exposés on how the Common Core was sold to the public without any public input. Okay? Now, it's true that the Governor's Association hired student achievement partners to design the Common Core standards. So essentially, they were developed in think tanks sponsored by corporations, including money from Bill Gates, and they were also designed by national policymakers. So what we have here is that we've been told by North Dakota DPI that these standards were parent and teacher driven. Now, that's propaganda. And that's why Virginia couldn't make a comment at that meeting, because they were not parent-driven. They were not even teacher-driven. This all came from think tanks down. So under the cover of darkness, DPI has adopted standards in North Dakota and told us, the public, that we were the driving force behind them. So, you know, whether there are good things or not good things about the Common Core, my main beef with this is the way a bill of goods was sold to the public. Now, if they're so good, okay, and we don't know. I mean, there is no evidence that the curriculum and the standard changes will make our students more college or career ready. In New York, Kentucky, Tennessee, they're already having low test scores and lots of problems. But if it's so good, why didn't DPI in North Dakota actually send the standards that they were going to adopt around to parents? How about a flyer? How about letting the legislature know? So my bottom line on this is I despise propaganda. And this movement that is a national movement from think tanks down, from professional elitist educators down, this is going to affect North Dakota. As I say, I've looked at the standards. Some of them, maybe if they're applied in the curriculum, isn't standardized. Maybe there will be some benefits. But again, we don't know. But I am very upset with North Dakota Department of Public Instruction for lying to the public. I think the public should have been able to weigh in on this. So I've talked too long, but thank you so much.
Pamela, thanks for the phone call. Brenda, going back, this started in 2010 from some of the documents that you brought in when Wayne Sands had signed this. So it had started before that, at least the discussion started before that. Was this something parents should have been brought into on the beginning, at the initial stages of this? Was there a disconnect, like Pamela says, that parents were blindsided by this and this is something that they should have been made aware of?
Well, Steve, I absolutely agree with that last caller. Everything she says was spot on. And, yes, I think this memorandum of understanding that the state of North Dakota signed has so much detail to it, and it would have been nice to know, as far as from a parent point of view, a taxpayer point of view, what are we getting ourselves into? Why don't we present this and say our state Department of Education is thinking about signing up with a new testing consortium, which is funded by the federal government, and this is what's going to be rolled out in, excuse me, in every school across the state, And by 2015, the new tests will be in place, so every school in North Dakota will be on the same page. And yes, I think it's such an important subject that everybody needed to know. At least those, you know, the people that pay attention didn't even know.
Let's get back to the phone calls, your questions, your comments. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. With Brenda Heller, North Dakota State Representative from Beulah concerning Common Core. Let's go to Carl in Fargo. Carl, what's on your mind?
Yeah, if I understand what I've been listening to, I wonder if it would be an analogy would be, why don't you give me sign a blank check for me? And then I'll fill in the blanks, and then you'll find out later what I put on the check. Would that analogy fit anything to what I've been listening to this morning?
Carl, that is a very good analogy, because actually, you know, let's just review what we've said so far. So we have new national standards, which are supposedly state-led, aligning with our curriculum, which is, of course, district-led, which leads to assessments that were funded by the federal government, which, by the way, have not been written yet, and or if they have been written, we haven't seen them. So, I don't know, all that sounds kind of backwaterish to me, and for some reason it doesn't make sense. So, yes, that's exactly right. Your analogy is spot on. Thanks for your call, Carl.
Carl, thanks for the phone call. Dorothy, thanks for holding on. Dorothy and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just want to thank Brenda, too. I think it's very commendable that she's out there talking about this because it is very concerning. I have multiple concerns about Common Core. First of all, is the quality of education. I mean, I have read that the only mathematician on the validation committee would not sign off on these standards because he thought it would put students 2 years behind those of other high-achieving countries. And I've also read that the geometry methods that they want to start using underneath Common Core are experimental. They tried them back in the Soviet Union 50 years ago, and they were unsuccessful then. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just one thing after the other. There are similar examples with the English, and somebody else already brought up the history situation. So that's one issue, just the quality, too. There's no guarantee what's gonna happen with this. Plus, there's the cost. I mean, there's going to be a huge cost in implementing this and writing out the stuff that needs to be done for North Dakota. And I guess the big concern, too, Pamela kind of already hit on that, but once we have these standards arising from non-elected people that aren't accountable to us, aren't we in danger of our education system becoming nothing more than indoctrination and propaganda?
Absolutely, Dorothy, and that's why I think that this subject is so important to talk about. And to refer to what you were talking about as far as the cost, as far as I know, North Dakota did not receive any grants to implement this. And just for our federal tax dollars' sake, because federal tax dollars are, of course, our dollars, too, it is estimated that this program will cost $16 billion to implement in every state across the union, at least for those who are not rejecting it. And for North Dakota specifically, we are told by the State Department of Education that actually this new program is going to save the state money because we have collaborated with other states. And previously, our cost to test the student was $60, and now it's only going to cost $30. So that is interesting because the research I have done shows that there's an estimated price tag. Once this is rolled out in every school, in every district across North Dakota, big or little, it's estimated to cost around $40 million. So from saving the state money to costing $40 million, that is a huge mystery left to be solved. And I'm actually working on that with another legislator right now to get the numbers pressed out. And actually, we're having a little bit of difficulty getting the numbers, but we will keep on until we do. Thank you.
Dorothy, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Minot, you're up next, but I'm going to hold you over to the break because you'd have less than a minute here for your comments, and I want to get you your comments. Seems to be spurring a lot of interest here with Common Core. Brenda, I also want to ask you when we come back from the break, does this play in with the waiver and the No Child Left Behind in North Dakota not having the waiver for that? What the angle on that is when it comes to the place with Common Core? And the other argument I've heard from a lot of educators is the fact that they're spending time having to teach to the test. And that, to me, is a dumbing down of the students here in North Dakota and something that, you know, is that the best use of the time in the classroom? You know, we just had the discussion about should school start after Labor Day. You know, that goes back to the time spent in the classroom. If kids aren't engaged or spending time on something else, that could be an issue. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Gary Emmett sitting in for Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by ShowandCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken. Scott Hennon out today, and Gary Emmett is sitting in. We're talking with Brenda Heller, state representative from Beulah, concerning Common Core. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk NDSU football with NDSU athletic director Gene Taylor. Also, Dale Wetzel coming up before the top of the hour.
Well, Steve, it's good to be filling in for Scott, and it's hard to get a word in edgewise because the callers are pretty fired up about this, and I think it's kind of interesting that I haven't heard any supporters. So all of you supporters of Common Core, would you please call in and give Brenda a tough question? I think she can handle it. But Brendan, I got one quick question about this data mining and collecting of data from the students. Can you speak to that? Because there's maybe a little confusion out there. Is it real? Is it just a scare tactic or what?
Well, yes, Gary, data mining is associated with this, and it's data mining is simply means the collection of information about your child and your and the child's family. And our state longitudinal data system is capable of assessing over 300 databases to collect information on your child and that family. They could link with the driver's license division they're working on right now, linking with the Department of Human Services to gather information. And our state assures us that we will not share this with anyone outside the state. But with membership in Smarter Balance, the memorandum of understanding that we signed states that we will send student-level data according to whatever the group demands, which so far they have not made that public. What they're going to demand is a mystery. So it's very alarming, and I could go on and on about data mining, but I see there's some more callers, so we'll let them talk.
Well, it sounds like to me there's so much, this is all about getting ready for social engineering, Steve, but go away. I'm sure we've got some callers there. I'll shut up and I won't get on my bandwagon.
Let's go back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I read an article a while back about this Common Core. What her qualifications were, I don't remember, or where she was from, I don't remember. All I know is I figured she was pretty well qualified. And she says the best thing a person could do for the country and for the student was to stay away from Common Core. She figured, like you said, it was a good way for social engineering. She said all it does is indoctrinate these younger kids.
Good point, John. Yes, I've read my research has taken me down that road. And, you know, if they have the minds of our kids, they have the nation, right? Because they're our next leaders.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go on to Wes in Bismarck. Wes, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Brenda, you're doing a great job. Keep up your research. Anytime the federal government gets their fingers in our business, it costs more and is less efficient. I agree with the caller that said, sign a check and I will fill in the amount. And that is typical of the way the feds work, just like our health care system, Obamacare, was. Thank you much.
Thank you, Wes. Are there parts of Common Core that make sense? Are there pieces of this? Because when you look at the Affordable Care Act, there are some pieces in there that make sense. There are some pieces in there that are good legislation. The whole thing in mass is not. But there are some pieces in there. Are there some pieces in Common Core that make sense for the students of North Dakota from an educational standpoint?
Well, actually, Steve, the reason I can't find anything good with Common Core is because the federal government is involved. And actually, the Department of Education's Organizational Act of 1979, the General Education's Provisions Act, and the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, most recently amended by No Child Left Behind of 2002, says the same thing. They all make the point to say the federal Department of Education shall not be involved in developing, supervising, or controlling instructional materials or curriculum, which they say they will not be doing, but if they have funded the test and if they are writing the test, then the whole system has to shift to teach to the test. So in a backdoor way, they are developing the curriculum.
Thanks for the phone call. Or let's get back to more phone calls. Dennis in Minot, what's on your mind? Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dennis, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
I got a question about this core. How does it affect the kids that are being homeschooled to meet the standards for the test? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit earlier, Dennis. And as far as I know, the homeschoolers, the way they will be affected is if they are still required to give their children the test, which some can opt out if they have the correct credentials. But if you cannot opt out, then those children will be taking the tests that are written to Common Core standards. So that's the drawback. And if the homeschoolers are able to opt out, then when that child has to take the ACT test, that will also be, that is also being rewritten to align with the standards. I hope that answered your question.
Thanks for the phone call, Dennis. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, I've talked to a lot of educators that have spoken about having to teach to the test, the standard core test, and how much time would be involved with that. And that kind of plays in with the No Child Left Behind. Now, North Dakota did not apply for a waiver for the No Child Left Behind. Is the Common Core a part of No Child Left Behind? Do they tie together? I'm trying to find a thread that runs through the two of them. Is there a commonality someplace that I'm not finding?
Not that I'm aware of, Steve. I think it is a completely different animal. I don't think they're related, but I could be proven wrong on that if somebody out there knows that answer. I don't know.
Well, you know, the biggest thing about it is the government always takes and never really gives back ground they take, and that's what my philosophical challenge to Common Core is. When you get the federal government involved with anything, whether it's EPA and, you know, the Corps of Engineers running the river and all the kind of things that go with that, they tend to not really take into account what the people have. And when you got a school board who's elected by the people, they're held accountable, legislators elected to the from their district held accountable. And it sure seems to me that the people that have written this or that are driving this are not nothing more than a bunch of bureaucrats with an agenda to drive.
That's exactly right, Gary. This has been in development for so long, for years and years. Back in the Clinton era, this was called Goals 2000, and actually they didn't get it as far as they wanted to because people found out about it before they could get it in to the schools. So this has been masterminded for years and years and years by progressives and liberals and people who the government that wants to take over our schools and our kids.
Brenda, as part of the education committee, what's some of the buzz? What do you hear from fellow legislators concerning Common Core? What's the legislative stance on this?
Well, actually, Steve, I started researching this while we were still in session, and it was towards the end of session. And as you know, toward the end of session, all the legislators are very busy wrapping up their own issues and what they're working on. So there was not a lot of talk during session. And when we get out, the only legislators that you really visit with are your good friends. So I have probably talked to about 10 or 12 legislators regarding this, and they're all pretty much on my page.
Brenda, thank you very much for weighing in on Common Core. When we come back, what's on your mind? Gene Taylor, we're going to talk a little NDSU football. Coming up next, it is What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here with a special invite for you to take advantage of a premier Minnesota resort. You've heard me over the years talk about Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Well, I want you to experience it. And if you go to chaseonthelake.com, you'll get some pictures. You'll see the condos. They're beautiful 2 and 3 bedroom condos. You'll see the facility. You'll see the beautiful lake and the view and the 502 restaurant and all the charm of the lodging and the fun, the Comprador Aveda Spa. You'll see what I'm talking about the moment you go to chaseonthelake.com. But you really can't understand it until you stay there. And you just experience it and relax. How's this for a great deal? Your pocketbook will relax any Sunday through Thursday in September, October. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, get your second night free. No kidding. That's right. Any Sunday or Thursday, book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, get the second night free. Use the promo code Scott at chaseonthelake.com or call them now, 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Gary Emmett, sitting in for Scott Hennon, who's being silent right now. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. Kind of excited to talk this, and this is coming from a UND guy, but I am damn proud of what NDSU has done over the last 2 years and for the state of North Dakota and what they're doing this year. Joining us now, athletic director from NDSU, Gene Taylor. Gene, congratulations on a huge win last week.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, it, has been, getting a lot of attention and it was fun to be down there in a great atmosphere. Obviously, a huge win for our program. And I appreciate, you being a University of North Dakota guy, being, behind us. I think a lot of folks are, but you know, I think it's, I'm not talking coach speak. It's one game and we got a lot of football left, but it sure was fun to be a part of, for sure, without question.
Well, it's kind of nice having that spotlight put on North Dakota in a positive light like this. Tell us a little bit about, if you go back to basketball, big upset over Wisconsin, the fallout from that from an interview standpoint and having the national attention when it comes to athletics was huge. What have you been dealing with as far as interview requests for Craig Bohl this past week?
No, he's done quite a lot of those, and I know he did them, because we played the game on Friday, which I guess was a good thing for a lot of reasons, not only the exposure, but it allowed him to take Saturday and Sunday and manage a lot of those interviews. So by the time Monday rolled around, although he's still been doing quite a few of them, I think they have, slacked off a little bit. But going to your point, back to the Wisconsin win, I think, based on it was actually been kind of fun is, comparison the number of interviews Tim Miles did versus Craig, but I think he did a lot and it was great exposure and national exposure and you need to take advantage of those, like you said. It shines great light on not only our state but our program and our university as well. So I think he took full advantage of them and enjoyed them, but I think he's kind of ready to move on and start coaching for Ferris State and whoever else is the next few games ahead of us.
One of the things I wanted to talk about is, and I took some heat about this earlier this week because I came out on Monday and said it wasn't that big of a victory for NDSU because in my mind, when I looked at apples to apples and compared the teams, I thought NDSU should beat Kansas State. Where does this rank in the victories for Kansas, NDSU, this victory over Kansas State?
Well, I think it's all just a matter of where we are in the, in the time continuum, basically. I felt for years and years and years our victory over Montana, back in 2003 or whatever year it was, I can't remember now, was a huge victory because at that time we just made our announcement. They were going to Division I. There were many, many naysayers, many people expected us to go down to Montana and get beat soundly. Many people wanted us to get beat soundly. And I'm talking about our fans. There are a lot of people that did not want us to make the transition. And for us to go down there and win had a huge impact on our ability to make that transition with a lot more support. Obviously, the win over Wisconsin was huge in basketball. And certainly any time you go down and play the Gophers and beat them from a regional perspective. But I think this win, when you can go in and be the Big 12, returning Big 12 conference champion, the perennial BCS power and their home facility, really tells us for today where our program is. Yes, the win over Colorado State and some of those other ones were big. This, to me, was the biggest program win because of the opponent and the tradition of that opponent. Maybe on paper, like you said, they had lost some returning starters, but I think just going into them with a coach like Bill Snyder, who's ultimately going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer, that, to me, really takes our program to say, okay, now that's a huge win for our program in today's world.
You mentioned the victory over the Gophers. What's your take on the Big Ten's position this week? They're not going to penalize their teams in the Big Ten for playing lower division schools, but they're not encouraging it. They don't want to see that. What's your take on that? What's the perspective of NDSU? Because I could see great rivalries with the Gophers and with Iowa and possibly a Wisconsin between NDSU and some of those schools.
Yeah, you know, I think what's happened is because no other BCS conference came out and took the same stance as the Big Ten did, and I also think coaches and ADs in the Big Ten have said, well, wait a minute, you know, we may still need those games to be bowl eligible. Obviously, Jim Delaney's come out, he made another statement recently about JVs and high school games, and which is ludicrous in my opinion, but I think coaches and other ADs are saying, look, we're not all going to compete in the Big Ten for the national championship for playoff spot, but we still need to be eligible for bowl wins. And right now, FCS wins still count toward bowl eligibility. So I think the ADs and the coaches started going to the conference office and say, hey, we still need to play these games. I understand from a TV and a power rankings, but let's at least give us the ability. So I think that's why they're backtracking a little bit, because I do think there are Big Ten teams that still want to play, you know, FCS opponents. There's some regional opponents that make sense for them to play, like us in Minnesota, Indiana, Indiana State. I mean, a lot of those still things exist out there. So I think it's Jim Delaney's way of, you know, at least coming out and saying, okay, this is still our edict, but we're not going to penalize because I'm getting pressure that our teams still want to play FCS opponents.
You know, I could see that rivalry, the regional rivalry between the Nebraskas, the Iowas, the Gophers, between NDSU, and in a lot of cases it comes down to money. I don't think there's a better team that travels with a fan base as NDSU. You bring the entire city along.
Well, I think that's one of the things, you know, people say, you know, BCS opponents aren't going to play us because we've had some success. I throw the other side of the coin and say, you know, we took approximately 4,000 fans down to Kansas. Well, they bought 4,000 fans worth of, I don't know what the ticket price was, $50 or so. That helps them pay our guarantee. You know, I'm sure that Northern Iowa traveled very well this weekend to Iowa State and obviously came away with a win. And so if we go to Iowa State next year, which we do with our large fan base, again, I think it helps them help pay that guarantee dollars, at least not all of it, but some of it back. So, you know, because we do travel well, I think it does bode well for us to still continue to get some of these games. And again, I think most BCS programs, year in and year out, feel that no matter who they're playing, they should be able to beat an FCS opponent. And so I think we're still going to see those games. You know, Gary Barta, is a friend of mine, is the AD at Iowa, said, you know, sometimes it's better from a power ranking for us to play a higher rated FCS program than some of these FBS, you know, conferences that don't have real strong opponents, and I agree with you.
You know, one of the things you mentioned the traveling well, and NDSU always brings a great contingency wherever they're going, whether it's down to Minneapolis or down to Kansas State. It travels well. You also fill up the Fargo Dome. Is it time for a new stadium? Is it time to expand the Fargo Dome? Because one of the things is there's not enough tickets. How do you reclimate the shortage of tickets for students, plus the huge fan base that NDSU has, because people travel from all over the region, not just the state of North Dakota, but all over the region to come to Bison games. Is it time to start looking at a larger facility?
Well, you know, I get that question a lot, not only, you know, from the media, but individuals as well. And, you know, you're talking, you know, several hundreds of millions of dollars to build a new stadium. You know, is there, you know, I think some of the more practical folks have asked the question, is there a way to expand the dome in its current state? You know, I think those are more long-term discussions. I know we'd love to be able to get more fans in there. We'd love to be able to get more tickets in our fans' hands. But that's such a long-term discussion in terms of dollars, whether it's expanding the current facility or building a new one. And, you know, it doesn't, as passionate as our fans, and I hope this doesn't happen anytime soon, believe me, but if for some reason we struggle a year or two, you know, all of a sudden that demand goes down. But right now we're not in that situation. We are in a high demand. And so the discussion is going on out there. It's not coming from North Dakota State University, but there are people talking about it. And, you know, if there was somebody came to me and says, hey, we want to present a plan, I'd be happy to listen. But I think it's such a bigger, broader dollar issue that I think it's down the road before we really have serious conversations about that.
One of the other discussions, probably not from NDSU because you just signed an extension with Coach Bowl, but there's been some talk around the state. I've heard people buzzing that with the success that he's had, is it time for him to move on and go back to that next level in coaching? Is that a concern for NDSU, and has there been a discussion of that?
You know, obviously not with Craig. We worked really hard last year to get this extension to kind of take that off the table. Primarily for his recruits, because as they go out and recruits, we've done some things with his assistant coaches because he's got he'll tell you a lot of the success comes from their ability of his assistants, and I would agree with that. So, you know, we're always concerned about losing them as well. But, you know, the reality of it is, you know, with the win over Kansas State and with a 7-3 record over BCS or FBS opponents, you know, some AD out there at a BCS school that can pay way more than North Dakota State can, you know, may come in and say, I want Craig Bowl, and I'm going to pay him, you know, a seven-figure salary that everybody in their right mind would not necessarily at least have to consider if the situation was right. But Craig loves it here. He knows he can have long-term success here. He knows he has the tools and the things to be successful long-term. And so it would be a very, very special, unique opportunity for him to ever consider leaving, and that's why he wanted to sign the long-term deal. He wants to commit to North Dakota State, and you know, right now we're glad to have him, and we hope he's here for a number of years to come. And we'll cross that bridge when it comes, I guess.
Hopefully not too soon.
Yeah, exactly. Not too soon.
Give us a little preview of Ferris State and the home opener coming up this weekend.
You know, I talked to Craig this morning. We kind of have a weekly, he and I have a weekly breakfast just to kind of catch up. And, you know, they've got some transfers. They've got some good guys on defense. They've got a couple kids from Michigan and a junior college linebacker out of the same school that the Kansas State quarterback was from. He said they've got some good looking guys. They're not they're an upper level Division II school, as we all know, because of the success North Dakota had and we had in Division II and Minnesota Duluth. They're not going to come in here and lay down. He said offensively they run a Veer type offense, which, as we know, is very familiar, again, with North Dakota State fans. So he sees them as a team that's going to come in here and, you know, not lay down and give us a game that they think, you know, that they can come in here and maybe do what we did to Kansas State. I don't watch film and, you know, I just kind of go by what Craig says. But I know our kids, this group of kids, they're so mature and so focused, I don't know that they look at Ferris State any different than they do Kansas State. They just know it's an opponent we have to win.
Gene, we're up against a break. Thanks for spending some time with us, and good luck this weekend.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Scott Hannon off today. Gary Emmett is sitting in for him. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to check out our Facebook or our Twitter all weekend long, bring us along. Go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. This segment of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Joining us now, the
editor.
Editor.
Something or other.
You've got so many titles, Dale.
Man of many talents.
Radio program here on Saturday mornings. Of course, the editor of the Great Plains Examiner and a myriad of lists of things that you got your fingers in. So let's talk a little bit about the radio show coming up tomorrow, 10 o'clock until noon right here on KFIRE 550 and several other stations across the network. Dale, what do you got on tap tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have Lynn Helms. He's the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. He's the chief oil and gas regulator in North Dakota. We're going to be talking to him about oil production trends, how to increase the processing of natural gas because a lot of it is wasted, and the potential impact of a federal Bureau of Land Management rules that would regulate hydraulic fracturing. I mean, these would affect federal lands mostly, but it has a broader impact than that. We're also going to have Mr. Steve Lundeen. He is a former Bismarck police officer. You might remember that 10 years ago, in fact, it was 10 years ago last month, he was shot during a SWAT raid into a trailer home to apprehend a couple of drug suspects, and he was the first Bismarck police officer to be shot on the line of duty in more than 25 years. Well, he recovered quickly, and he is now working for a private company that develops protective equipment for SWAT operators and special forces soldiers. And we had a very interesting conversation, which is in the Great Plains Examiner newspaper, which will be on your newsstands this weekend, about he calls it the Iron Man suit, and it would protect a person wearing it over roughly 90% of their body to stop up to a 9mm bullet and even do better than that in some portions of your body. It's really quite fascinating. We're also going to have Mr. Grant Levi, who's the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. We're going to talk to him about the progress of road work in North Dakota and a bunch of other things. I mean, we'll talk to him about gasoline taxes, whether or not there are more requests for non-driver identifications because the legislature has said that you need an identification to vote, and other things. We're also going to be talking to Eric Carr, who's the owner of the Buckskin Bar and Grill in Killdeer, about what it's like to run a bar in Western North Dakota. We like to have folks from Western North Dakota on the show who work out there and who have businesses out there, and just ask them what's going on.
Dale, you know, I've hosted that show with you, co-hosted a couple of times on Saturday, and I ran into someone this last week. And for listeners out there, the show's on what time, 9 to 11?
It's on from 10 to noon.
10 to noon, 10 yeah. to noon. So tomorrow.
9 to 11 Mountain.
Okay, so yeah. I'll be delivering the Great Plains Examiner around Bismarck, Mandan, tomorrow. I'll be listening to the show. But I ran into someone about a week ago, and they said, you know, Saturday morning from 10 to noon is not a very convenient time to listen to the radio. Sometimes I'll doing stuff. But the person said, I make it a point, if at all possible, I have a radio in grasp, because I love what Dale's always got something, good guest, got something to talk about and get them going. So I'll tell you, share with you offline who that was, but I was pretty impressed that they would even be going down the road of taking a Saturday morning, hear what you had to say. So
well, I really appreciate that. And we do work quite a bit to get, you know, good guests and have things that are interesting to folks. I should mention that I work with a co-host. Her name is Kristen Hedger, and she is the Vice President for Business Development for Killdeer Mountain Manufacturing, and she has a Western North Dakota perspective, and plus she's, you know, gets around the state. She's does a lot of business in North Dakota and outside of it, and so it's very interesting to have her and her perspective.
Dale, in about a minute left, what's coming up in the Great Plains Examiner this month?
Well, our cover story is about a court dispute between the state and private landowners around Lake Sakakawea, and the dispute is about who gets paid for the oil that's underneath the property of the what's called the shore zone.
The $100 million question.
Yes, it's more than that, actually. It was going to be. And you have a bunch of people who think that they have owned their mineral rights on this land for a number of years. In at least one case, the person even paid estate tax on it. And now you have the state coming in and saying, okay, this area between the high and low water marks of the lake and the Missouri River, this is ours. We never gave it up to anyone. And these people are kind of hacked off about that. And it is a very big, expensive case. I mean, it was in the Supreme Court this week, and the Chief Justice said, I'd like to introduce all the lawyers here, but it would take all 45 minutes that we have for oral arguments. And so,
wow.
And it's a big deal. And it is a crucial question as to who will get this money, and also the development of the oil resource along Lake Sakakawea and underneath it.
Dale, I noticed you have Steve Lundin on tomorrow, the police officer that was shot. He's the in-focus person this week, so you have a long, detailed story on Steve. That's going to be good as well, isn't it?
It'll be outstanding. I mean, he's a very engaging man, very friendly man, and he talks about his new job designing protective equipment for folks, and it's fascinating, the technology that's available. And he also goes into some detail about the day that he was shot, and it really gives you, it's very impressive, the heroism of these folks.
Dale, we look forward to the show tomorrow from 10 until noon Central Time, from 9 until 11 Mountain Time, coming up tomorrow morning with Dale Wetzel right here on KFIRE 550. For all of our stations, have a great weekend. I'm Steve Bakken, Gary Emina, thanks for filling in for Scott Hannon.
Thanks, Scott.
This has been What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.